All right, it's 8:40. It's Tuesday morning with the Musers. Big game in Toronto last night. NBA Finals Game 5. It goes to Golden State. The series will go to Oracle on Thursday night for Game 6. We had a lot of drama last night with the KD injury, a lot of celebrities in the house. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher. He is the number one usher in America. If there's a big event, they call in Jesse to work it or at the very least to oversee it. And he was there in Toronto last night. Hi, Jesse.
I can barely hear you. You're going to have to speak up.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going? Now. It's the Musers. Just wanted to check in with you.
How you doing? I can hear you now.
Oh, good.
I tell you, I'm very tired because I've been doing all these finals games at the request of Mr. Adam Silver.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, my eldest daughter, used to be his babysitter a long time ago, and that's how
wow.
I knew him. Yeah,
that's a weird connection.
Yeah, she taught him about the birds and the bees and everything.
Wow.
Just like babysitters will do. You know that, don't you, Junior?
Oh, yeah, that's where I learned.
Yeah, so I've been flying back and forth between Oakland and Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a busy schedule for me.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, if it wasn't for methamphetamine, I'm not sure I'd still be going.
No.
Don't take that stuff.
Yeah, so, and I'm not sure who I want to win this series.
Uh-huh.
I would be rooting against Canada, but they hit the beaches with us in 44, so they all right with me.
Yeah, they did.
You were there.
Sure enough.
Man, I don't mind flying to another country like Canada, as long as we ain't flying back and forth to Germany now. If that was the case, I'd release a few fat boys out the back of our Charles 737 MAX 8.
It was a long time ago.
75 years ago, in fact.
Yeah. But I got in a little bit of trouble last night.
Why?
For letting some punks get in the stands. They snuck in when I went to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah?
When I just turned my back. You know, when you're my age, it takes you quite a while to make water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gone for a short 30 minutes, and I come back, and there Drake and his buddies snuck in somehow.
No, they have mid-court seats.
So I pulled out my Glock and tried to usher them to the back dumpster where I was going to issue my brand of Bonnie Lee Bakley Justice.
Good Lord, that's a big mistake on your part.
but they got away from me after a very brief foot chase. They've made quite some distance on me in quite a short time.
I believe that.
I can't shuffle too fast now.
I wouldn't think so.
But then I'm also tired because I was at the ballpark for that Beltray number retirement, too.
Man, you're everywhere.
Everywhere. Did y'all see that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like that Mayor Pro Temp?
She had problems with the echo at the stadium, didn't she, Jesse?
That was the biggest exercising of Roe v. Wade since 1972.
Oh, God. Man.
I tell you that.
It happens.
It happens. Now, she kind of made my pants go a little crazy, though. I kind of like them old skinny gals like that.
You can't talk like that anymore, Jesse.
And, boy, retiring Beltre's number. I was there, of course, when Dirk retired for that game. I'm a retirement specialist.
You've had a big year.
Yeah. Last time I retired in Germany, was standing right next to Eva Braun in the bunker.
Got
on one shot. Let me just say something here. I'm just so glad Me Too wasn't around when I got my first Korean bride.
All right, Jesse.
We're not going to talk about Me Too.
We don't want to get you in trouble or us in trouble.
All right. Yeah.
All right, that sounds fair. Hey, if Trump gets that wall up there, you think we're going to be able to keep these people
out? All right,
out?
Jesse, we're going to let you go. We're going to let you go, but we appreciate the time this morning. All right, we'll see you. There goes Jesse the Usher.